And at this time, the recordings have started.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the GAC GNSO Consultation Group meeting on the 29th of April, 2014. On the call today, we have Jonathan Robinson, Manal Ismail, and Amr Elzdar. We have apologies from Anna Nevis, Suzanne Riddell, Brian Winterfelt, and Volker Grimmen. From staff, we have Olaf Nording, Marika Konings, Glenn D. St. Jerry, and myself, Terry Agnew. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Terry, and welcome to colleagues present and those who will be picking up this meeting on the audio. There is an agenda published, and it's been circulated to the list that was kindly prepared by Manal ahead of our meeting. I thought it might be useful to briefly run through the action items or administrative and practical issues, as we called them, from the last meeting, and just make sure we're clear on that. So I'll just run through those very briefly. They were circulated on the 15th of April. We have four meetings scheduled, including this one between now and London, plus an additional meeting on Tuesday, 17th of June, which is in essence a sort of wrap-up and preparation for the London meeting. We have yet to fill the slot vacated by GNSO Councillor Mikey O'Connor, and to the extent that he had a role as a team lead, I think it's our intention to accept Amr's gracious offer of taking over that team lead slot, but then we'll have to backfill Amr's position as a participant in the group, and so I'm expecting something imminent from the GNSO. Manal, I think if you could confirm for the record your understanding of any changes in membership from the GAC point of view.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. For the GAC, it's just Carlos from Costa Rica is not representing the government anymore, so he won't be able to participate to the working group. And I still I have to work with Heather on a replacement.
Okay, thanks, Manal. So we can expect hopefully a replacement in due course. And then the way we worked last time with these issues was we said from memory, and I think it's a practical way of working, is that we would make certain agreements, notwithstanding the fact that there was limited or low participation, subject to not having any opposition by the end of the week of the call. So I think we'll take that same approach now, meaning that members of the group have until the end of the day on Friday, the 2nd of May this week, to come back to us on any decisions or courses of action agreed on at the meeting. In so doing, we can both guarantee forward momentum, but also not exclude those who have been unable to participate in the meeting itself. So we made a proposal not to further open up membership at the last meeting, but it's not absolutely closed, but for the moment, for all practical purposes, we will not open up the membership. Manal, you have, as I checked a moment ago, rechecked the GAC membership, and we can expect a proposal from you on to replace Costa Rica in due course, or a nomination. We have the board meeting, so the ICANN board meeting this week, at which point we may get an outcome on our budget request. And then we move really into capturing and defining the deliverables and the schedule for London, which Marika and Olaf duly did, and I think we will come back to that under item one under the main agenda. And we made a suggestion, which I think we hope to reinforce at this meeting, the possibility of between telecall meetings of the workstream leads to try and keep the progress moving. I mean, it's really evident that if we are to do anything, we're going to have to meet as regularly as possible and keep momentum on the list. And then maintain open the possibility of experimenting with certain solutions and proposals as we go. and then the possible documentation of each item in the linking between items in the day-to-day cooperation and how they affect the overall process. So for the avoidance of doubt, Marika and Olaf, it would be great if we could either, to the extent that these items have been dealt with, remove them off the list, and to the extent that they haven't, we might as well retain them on the list and add to them anything that comes out of the meeting today to maintain a rolling list on that basis.
Okay.
Thanks, Marika. So, moving then on to the main agenda, first option is to discuss and or adopt the proposed work plan, which was circulated on the back of the previous meeting, and that included a schedule for meetings. And did include the team lead meetings, although we don't have a time of day for that at this point, a time of day or a day for that. So that's something we could take a little, take some thought on. So I'll pause for a moment there, and Amar, I've no idea if you've had the opportunity to look at this timeline and the sort of sequence of events. I know, Manal, you have had, but if there's any comment or thought on that, Amar, please go ahead.
Well, thanks, Jonathan. This is Amar. I did go over this timeline earlier today, and I just wanted to note and point out to everyone that although I did just volunteer to replace Mikey as a co-team lead on the process track, I do have some commitments that will limit the time I can do this work between now and May 15th. Having looked at this timeline and the schedule involved, I see that there is a lot that we need to do between now and that date. And this is basically over the course of the next 2 weeks. I would hate to think that I'm going to start this volunteer duty by slowing folks down, and I wouldn't want to do that at all. I will try to keep up as much as I can, but I just wanted folks to be aware that I may have some trouble over the next couple of weeks ahead of time. Thanks.
Thanks, Amar, and that's noted. I think we have to be understanding of that position, obviously, and just accept best efforts in the interim. And perhaps others listening to the audio or on list can be encouraged to, you know, help, especially in the short term, fill in for when you are unable to over the next week or so. Right. So we have that. I mean, we've got the schedule for the meetings. I think that's relatively uncontroversial. It's the same time as we have had so far. Then there's the schedule for the team leads meetings. I mean, maybe it's best as a starting point to simply do this literally on at the same time, on the same day, on the in between weeks. Is there any concern with that suggestion? I mean, I know we've really only got just a couple of people here, but I suppose that excludes Volker again. I wonder if we could maybe shift it slightly. I mean, one of the reasons for this time is to make it at a time that's tolerable from the east coast of the United States through to the east coast, I think, is where of Australia, which is where David is, and cover that very broad time zone. Thanks, Amar. We'll see. Okay, so Manal, yeah, you support. So the only question then is really whether it continues to exclude Volker, and whether there's a way in which if we brought it perhaps forward by an hour, which would make it 1200 UTC, we might just be able to accommodate Volker. So maybe let's stick with Tuesday, Marika and Olaf, but let's give perhaps this slot and a slot or two on either side of it to offer on a doodle poll.
Jonathan, this is Marika. Volker is actually not a team lead. I think it's Suzanne who is the other team lead from the GAC side.
Indeed.
Understood, but he's still a participant, and given the sort of, you know, the challenges with participation, I agree, team leads of, I'm sorry, I understand. Yeah, I understand. I missed that, of course. So really the intention is really for the team leads to meet at that point and keep things ticking over, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the questions was, because at least an issue what I foresaw was more that the two team leads on one subject would meet and talk through things and the other two team leads, but I don't see any reason why that cannot be done together, because I guess that ensures as well that where there is crossover, you know, that can be incorporated, and I'm sure everyone has very good viewpoints to share in any case on both tracks. So,
that's an interesting one. The fact that they occur at the same time or are proposed to occur at the time doesn't mean that they need to occur together. They could occur just in parallel or together, and maybe that's something we could... But if we've got the slot booked, it gives the opportunity for either.
And this is all of... it, of course, puts you and Manal in a difficult predicament, whether you should be joined one or the other or both of them. So perhaps...
Good point. That's a challenge. Maybe the thing to do is to run them in sequence then. One at 1300 UTC and one at 1400 UTC. It does put out a two-hour block then, but that may be the most sensible thing to do.
This is Marika. 1400 UTC won't work for me because we actually have privacy proxy at that time slotted in every week.
Okay.
But 1200 and 1300 could work.
Yeah, it does mean there's a three-hour run as well. Manal?
So maybe we can start the earlier slot and then get Suzanne to join the later one. But do we really need 2 hours for this meeting? I mean...
That's a good point. It may be just 2 half-hour slots. So why don't we book the hour slot in? That's a really good point, Manal. Why don't we just book the hour slot in and we could do it in 2 half-hours? That makes sense.
Yeah, and this is Marika. So are you happy for us to basically just use, you know, the same conference bridge for the 2 calls, and, you know, when people join in, they can just listen in for a bit, and, you know, when we stop at the half hour, continue to the next topic? Would that work? So we just have one invite for the team leads. Tuesdays, 1300 UTC.
I'm comfortable with that, Marika and colleagues. I mean, actually, to be honest with you, I had yet not got to the point, and it's not through to have a lack of transparency, but whether we, you know, how formal this even needed to be, whether this was just a telephone call. But let's assume that for the moment that we do more or less everything the same, run it at 1300 UTC. Have it in 2 half-hour slots, where we do the one track and then the other, and to the extent that either myself and Manal want to attend the whole thing, and or the team leads want to participate in each, you know, listen in or on each other's sessions, that could work quite well. So, providing there's no other comment or objection, thanks, Manal. I see the tick from you. Amma, go ahead.
Thanks, Jonathan. Summer. Yeah, I was just going to say that I like the idea of a one-hour call with 2 half-hour slots for each work track. I was also going to suggest that the team leads from each track attend the entire hour to just sort of, I think, would be useful in identifying potential overlaps between the work we're doing and just keeping everybody on the same page, so just not to be working separately. Thanks.
I think that's a very sensible. So let's assume that's the... Thank you, Amma. Olaf, your hand is up.
Just to concur with Amma here, and it makes it also quite easy. We have a team leads meeting with an indicative agenda that we have the first team lead for half an hour, and the second for half an hour. And should it be that the first one is shorter, well, if all are present, well, it's easy to switch to the second part of the agenda. So suggest we call it a team leads call, and have the suggested agenda for team lead one, a day-to-day work stream, and for team lead two, a PDP work stream, 30 minutes each, which may change depending on the matters to address.
Yeah, I'm good with that. That sounds fine. So it sounds like we've sort of, Manali's as well, and Amar's as well. So it sounds like we've come up with a plan. So perhaps we could document that as our first sort of outcome from the meeting then, please. I think you've pretty much done in the online notes anyway. All right, well, that nails item one on our agenda. I think we then go on with our next two items on the agenda to discuss in sequence first the proposed way forward for Workstream 1 and then subsequently for Workstream 2. I think, you know, really the proposal here is to do the substance of the work between these main telephone calls and essentially ratify or verify and review during these main calls every 2 weeks. That said, I'm just wondering if there are, I mean, so there's a, I'm just not sure how much substantial work we can do now, given the limited participation and the fact that we don't even have all of our team leads on the call. So although we've got the opportunity to do so, maybe that there's a limit to what we can cover now. Manal, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. Actually, maybe we can even agree on the structure and, of course, have this confirmed with Suzanne later. But, I mean, for the day-to-day, to me, and I don't know whether you agree to this, we have six options, and I was suggesting that maybe we can target finalizing two options per call. I mean, we work between the calls on finalizing those two options, and then on the call we just wrap up or fine-tune or whatever and have those signed off. Then, if agreed, then shared with the GAC and the GNSO after the call, just to keep them up to date on what's going on so that they don't get surprised somehow at the meeting. But for the PDP thing, and I understand the suggestion also came in from Suzanne, that we cluster the issues by phase and start also addressing them in groups. I tried to go through the document before the call and to map the table format of document to the phases that were identified on Mike's slide. But actually, I failed to find the four phases well-defined and separated. So maybe we can end with three phases and hence go just for each call we have like two options and one phase of the PDP to finalize. But again, I'm flexible if there are other options or if I misunderstood the table and they could be it could be divided into more than three phases. Thank you. If we have the table, we can just go through the table and see how we can group or categorize the issues. I mean, for the day-to-day, it's straightforward with six alternatives or options. But here we may need to identify where the group, how the grouping would work. Thank you.
Thanks, Manal. So I know Marika is ready to speak and has put up the table in the Adobe. But just to make sure I'm 100% clear, then on the day-to-day we have these nicely separated out areas A to F, which, if I'm understanding you correctly, we are in a position to simply now start to work through. And structurally, there's no change we need in order to start to progress our work and answer the questions. Just to clarify that we feel we've got the right structure for dealing with the day-to-day ones at this stage. Yeah, Manal, go ahead.
Yes, exactly. This is what I meant for the day-to-day. I mean, for each option, Marika and Olaf very well described each option. So unless group members have any comments on the description, then this is should be confirmed. How this mechanism achieved the objectives, again, unless members of the group have any comments, then again, there is nothing to be done for this, but then comes the potential issues or questions that need to be addressed, and this is where we need to focus our work on the potential issues, on the pros and cons, and ultimately whether this option would be mutually exclusive with other options.
Yeah, exactly. That's very.
So those are the. Okay, thank you. I'm done.
Sorry, I cut
Thanks.
Across there, but I was just simply responding and affirming. Yeah, so it's potential issues, pros and cons, and integration with the other track. So as far as we are concerned, there is plenty of substantial work to be done on this, but not on this particular call. However,
yes, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Manal. Just wanting to make absolutely sure I'm clear on this because I haven't had in as much time as I might have liked to go through it, and also make sure I understand your perspective. And see, Amar is agreeing in the chat as well, which is helpful. Thanks, Amar. So then moving on to that point you raised. Quite rightly about the PDP, which Marika is ready to respond to, I think. Let me not say anything then, Marika, and let you respond first and see if that gets us to where we need to be.
Yes, it is, Marika. So I actually had a comment about both, because one suggestion on the day-to-day cooperation would be, as indeed we don't have a lot of people on the call today to actually brainstorm or contribute to what is in the document at this stage, would be maybe to send out to the mailing list, first of all, you know, the specific questions where we're looking for feedback on. And I think the first question is, indeed, are the objectives and expectations that we've outlined here for the GAC and GNSO, you know, are those correct? Is there anything missing? And you know, if we don't get any response, we assume that what is there is appropriate and correct. And then secondly, are there any options that we haven't added to this list that we should be adding? And then thirdly, to kick off conversations on, you know, as Manal suggested, taking two options at a time, maybe what we could do is actually, you know, cut out option A and B and put those in a separate Word document and possibly also paste them in the email if the table allows for that, and push those out to the mailing list, already encouraging people to provide input and feedback. And again, I think for all, and we can spell that out as well in the email, that you know, what is in there currently is what, you know, Olaf and I have come up with, partly based on feedback and discussions from this group, partly of, you know, experience, expertise with some of these options to date. But this is all, you know, free for all to add, change, criticize, augment. So this, none of this is set in stone. I think it's really, you know, the way it's written is really to try to kick up conversations and hopefully get some further input, which then will also help us identify pros and cons for each of these. But again, I just want to emphasize that none of the other parts of the of each option are you know, written in stone. Those are all open for further considerations or ideas or options. As I said, we've just outlined some basic ideas from our perspectives, but hoping that there may be other things that people would like to see added or explained or clarified. And then on the PDP, I'm happy to have a closer look at that, because I suspect what may be the case is that looking at, you know, the big stages of the PDP, and that's maybe how Mikey broke it down, is, you know, the phase where you basically initiate the PDP or request an issue report, that's one. And I'm presuming the drafting phase, the drafting of the issue report, then the actual working group phase, and then the decision-making phase, both at the council and board level. Maybe those were the four natural phases that Mikey identified. And I can have a look at that, and if helpful, break the table up in that way so it's clear, you know, which parts belong to those different stages of the overall PDP process.
Yes, Marika, and I know Emma's waiting to come in. So first, thank you. There's very practical suggestions on the day-to-day. I particularly like the breaking down into two options at a time. I think it'll make it more bite-sized, and at the moment the document looks quite intimidating to contribute to. It's pretty big. So the suggestion between you and Manal on the breaking it up into smaller bite-sized chunks sounds helpful. I think Emma may have wanted to come in on this on the day-to-day. So before we return to the PDP, let's see if we can give Emma a moment here. So Emma, go ahead.
Well, thanks, Jonathan. Yeah, I did want to make one comment on the day-to-day track. I was personally really hoping that we might get some feedback from the crowd in the room at the meeting in Singapore. I don't recall getting any. I think there were a lot of comments in support of the work that we're trying to do, and folks seem to be happy with everything. But we didn't actually get any feedback on any of the questions, the six the objectives that we're trying to reach. And while we think about trying to get some feedback from this group on that, I think it might be worthwhile to also perhaps circulate these beyond this group to the GNSO and the GAC and just try to figure out if anyone out there has any idea on something we might have missed or not. It might have been a bit difficult to come up with this in the room in Singapore, seeing that a lot of folks were seeing this for the first time. And perhaps it might be worthwhile to give them a little more time to go over it at a more leisurely pace and try to think of something we might have missed. Thanks.
Yeah, I must say, I mean, thanks. That's a very good suggestion. It was as I think when Manal possibly or Marika was talking previously, that was going through the back of my mind. And it's very attractive to potentially make sure that it does get greater both circulation and buy-in. Can anyone on the call see any concerns with that? I mean, I think we are due to, at the next council meeting on the 8th of May, give an update as to the work of the group. But I suppose the question is, how does one circulate this? Do we push it out through the council? That may be the best way of doing it. Then the councillors themselves can distribute into their groups if they as they see fit. Any thoughts on that? Yeah, see, you support that as an idea, Emma. Manal, do you think is this likely to help or hinder our progress if it gets pushed out? I guess it's optional anyway. It's really just making it it's a possibility, but. Any thoughts on that in terms of circulating more widely for input, or do you feel more comfortable keeping it within the group at this stage?
No, actually, I'm with sharing anything that could be shared. I mean, the sooner the better. But regarding the structure of the document, the objectives, and the options we have, I already posed this question on the GAC list and on our consultation group mailing list, and I don't think we received any substantial input, if any, actually. So I'm a bit reluctant that we start again talking about the structure of the document, the options we have. I mean, had someone, if someone had any comments on this, I think they would have expressed this several times before.
To check that with you, Manal, really what your view is that we're now looking to build within that structure on the detail answers and some of the key populating the documents.
Exactly. I'd rather go into substance. And again, it's open. If someone says we still have a seventh option that we have missed, we can incorporate this. But I would be reluctant to pend our substantial work on getting an answer on the structure and the objectives and the options, because we have posed this question on both lists before. So I'm comfortable to start populating the table as the document stands.
Okay. Well, I think what we're saying is no harm in seeking wider input as long as it's channeled back in through the group and we manage it that way. And let's do that. Amma, go ahead.
Thanks, Jonathan. Summer, I just wanted to agree with Manel. I don't think that this should delay our work at all. I was just thinking, I wasn't suggesting that we look. We certainly don't look for solutions beyond this group right now to the objectives that we have listed. I don't think it would hurt to, while we start working on these, to just holler out to just members of our respective groups to just see if there is anything we've missed. We might end up adding a seventh or eighth objective as our work goes on. Thanks.
Okay, great. I've got it then. That sounds sensible. And then just to check then, Marika's suggestion of breaking this down into a sort of more bite-sized chunks and essentially two options at a time, which I think has come up also in discussion with Manal, I mean, that seems like a good idea as well, doesn't it? Checking whether you've got that recorded anyway, Marika, as a draft outcome from here. And I see. I'm just noting back to the previous time we put out our outcomes of the previous meeting. We did ask, and that was very helpful, Marika, to confirm that there is a deadline for feedback on the sort of actions coming out of the meeting. So. Okay, good. So that sounds like we know where we're going there. Let's return then to the PDP track and just make sure. I from memory, Mikey broke this down as much visually from practically as practically into those four quadrants. And I mean, you made a point a moment ago that you thought that Marika, you said you could see how it might divide readily into the four phases. And I guess what we're then looking to do is break the table down into three or four distinct chunks in the same way. Manel?
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. I tried to break it through the four phases because this is what we had in hand. But I'm not really pushing that we strictly have four phases. If it could be done only in three phases, I think it would be better for two reasons. First of all, to finish the PDP work with the day-to-day work, because we have six options and we're going to do two at a time. So we're going to have three iterations here. so we might as well have three iterations for the PDP, of course, if this works smoothly. And second, because if we target three calls, then we will be highly dependent on the very last call, which is a couple of days before the meeting in London. So I would be more happy if we can schedule things to be finished for only for over three calls. Thank you.
Okay, Marika, you were picking up on that.
Yeah, this is Marika. I basically looked back at Mikey's table or presentation, and I think he basically identified the four phases, as the first one being the identification and launch phase, which is really a request for an issue report, you know, the chartering effort, initiation of the PDP, then the developing of consensus, which is the working group phase, then refine and endorse, which is more, you know, final report, team sort of deliberations, and approve and implement, which is more the board vote phase and implementation. And there he as well put labels on, which in his view are, you know, best, better, good times for input, basically I think really boiling down to that, you know, the earlier there's input, the better that is. But again, take, you know, nothing taking away from that, I don't think there's an issue either in looking back at the table, and I think it may be helpful there as well to actually start numbering the different elements, and I think specifically looking at those you know, that have been identified as specific opportunities for input, and you know, breaking them down just in three parts. And I think that we can still keep in the back of our minds that, because these are ordered chronologically in the PDP phase, that everything that's really at the outset is where, you know, in principle, I think we're looking for the early input and where maybe the focus should be or more effort needs to go in. Then those phases that are later down in the process where it may be less helpful or less effective to have input. So maybe that is a way forward. I can still, you know, put maybe headings in there so it's clear in which phase of the PDP these steps take place, number them, and then maybe indeed in principle we just break them down in three parts. But of course, if you know, we move quicker through some of those, you know, we can catch up and have more time maybe at the end to circle back to some of the items. That may be another way of looking at it.
Yeah, so, okay, sounds good. You've taken on board the point, the sort of practical point, though, of what Manoj was suggesting in terms of timing between now and London. I see you've really made some notes there anyway. Amma, you wanted to come in on this as well.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. Summer. I love it when Marika says what I want to say, because she always does a much better job at it than I do. So thanks, Marika. I think she went through most of what I wanted to say. Regarding working on three or four phases, though, and whether they are more, indeed more than that or not, I think the work we are doing on this track can be grouped into four phases. As I think Marika had pointed out earlier, one revolving more around the issue report phase, one around the chartering of a PDP working group phase, one around the working group itself, and then one more towards the council deliberations and board vote. And the way I see it is that right now where we are is that we are already more at that later phase in terms of how the GAC interacts with GNSO policy development, the GNSO policy development process. And what we're trying to do is move it away from that last phase and toward the first three. So the bulk of the work is actually going to be on these three phases in the beginning. And so if we're concerned about the scheduling and moving the two tracks simultaneously together, hand in hand, then I think we might have a good shot at doing that. Because, like I said, the bulk of the work probably will be on the first three phases. I probably need to take a closer look to see to what extent we might need to work more on the fourth phase, but I personally think that the first three phases are what we really need to work on, and that should move along nicely with the day-to-day work track. Thanks.
Thanks. It sounds like we are converging to a similar place. Let me leave space for Manal, though.
Thank you, Jonathan. Just very quickly, I mean, we've already identified some issues that needs to be addressed. And I don't see much of them at the very end of the table. So this might well goes along with what Amr is saying. We'll be focusing our work on the first three phases, which comes naturally. But if Marika or Amr could help me just to... I mean, I'm aware of the four phases as mentioned by Marika and as reflected on Mike's slide, but I couldn't really mark them in the table. So if we can just quickly, I mean, the first phase, I mean, probably starts with the request for issue report, and I'm not sure whether this would end by the creation of the working group, or I'm just seeking clarification if we can very quickly go through the table and identify the beginning and end of the four phases.
Marika, did you want to respond to that?
Yeah, this is Marika. I mean, if I look at Mikey's table, basically the end of the initial phase would be at the initiation of the policy development process. But again, that's currently not a specific phase identified here, because that's normally, you know, that's a council decision, and there's no opportunity as such for that in of a SOAC. Any input that is provided is actually as part of the preliminary issue report, public comment forum, which you see there as well. So basically here it would kind of end after the rejection of PDP requested by advisory committee. Then the second phase of developing consensus in line with Mikey's table would be developing the charter for the PDP working group. The working group, there are a couple of items for the working group in there. Let's see what comes after that. And then it basically, indeed, until the initial report, which is at the end of that phase, and then the council deliberation phase is the refine and endorse phase as identified by Mikey. And then after that, you have the board vote, which is the approve and implement phase. So I think that's where, at least following Mikey's thinking in his graphic, that's, I think, where he sees the different phases starting and ending. But, again, I don't think it's a very hard-drawn line. And, again, I think we may want to look at as well, you know, what we're currently doing with the table is look at existing opportunities and how those can possibly be enhanced or improved. But at the same time, I think we need to keep on the back of our minds as well, are there any additional steps that should be built in, for example, in parts of the process that are currently not covered? You know, I just mentioned as well, for example, initiation of policy development process. You know, should there be an opportunity there, for example, for the GAC to formally advise or formally provide input to the GNSO before they take a vote, you know, just to give an example. So I think that's something as well we need to keep in the back of our minds, and as we go through this and gather input and take comments, to already think about those kind of things as well. Are there any steps that are currently not foreseen that should be either an option or possibly even a requirement as part of a PDP to really make sure we have a very efficient mechanism to obtain that early input in the process?
Manal, is that a new hat? Did you want to respond then to Marika?
Yes, please. Thank you. So this was extremely helpful. So, again, as expected, phase four would then start with the board vote, which doesn't have any potential issues as it stands now. And again, it shouldn't be our focus if we are talking about early engagement. So we might then be focusing on the first three phases. And as Marika explained now, then we should be not only looking into the questions to be addressed or the issues to be addressed, but also the column that precedes the questions, which is GAC, opportunities for GAC early engagement. So I think we should be working on both columns, proposing new enhancements for early engagement, as well as addressing the issues listed under the questions column. But again, I mean, I know we already have Amr with us on the call, but we should be mindful that Suzanne is not on the call, and she probably needs to agree to what's being discussed. Thank you.
Thanks, Manal. Olaf?
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. Well, just to extend these thoughts of what we need to do is just have a new column, so we identify clearly the phases. And, since it's about the GAC engagement in genus, so policy development process, I think Manal is spot on. When it has left the GNSO, it's still in the GNSO policy development process, formally speaking, but we do have mechanisms that are quite formal and quite strict on the board level. So I guess the focus is indeed on the first three to have early engagement. And also, we should probably clarify the columns in this document a bit. The GAC proposed engagement, I think we should call it proposals. And then potential issues rather than questions on the last two columns. Proposals for change or additions or deletions. Any kinds of proposals could be considered, of course. But just to make it clear for people when they want to comment online on the list. So, yeah, just a few thoughts around this.
Thanks, Olaf. And I see Manal has put a check mark in the box. I mean, I think this is in the chat area. I mean, I think this is a very important point, actually. Both that we have sort of slightly dropped the nomenclature of early engagement, and actually this is the fundamental driver, as far as I'm concerned, in my understanding of this consultation group's exercise. You're very right to point out that to the extent that it comes in later in the process, there are formal and structural mechanisms by which GAC input can be taken. And indeed, in some ways, that's part of the problem, the fact that it comes so late in the process, which again loops back to the point of early engagement rather than simply engagement. And I think the points you guys have been making, and we should be mindful to recognize that that's covered by the umbrella of early engagement. Speaking of being mindful, I mean, I feel we've had a very productive conversation, but we're coming up towards the top of the hour, and I suspect others may have other commitments. So, providing I don't see any objections, I think we've managed to capture quite a lot of this and capture it well in the notes that has been diligently taken by Marika, I think, during the course of the call. And our item four was on this agenda was about mapping the work stream deliverables onto the work plan, and I think that's naturally likely to happen in the course of the actions we're taking here. So my sense is we've made some reasonable progress at building a common understanding of how we intend to work through these things and created that and captured that in the form of a set of actions. Let me see if there is anything else that anyone wants to add under any other business or something that's been missed along the way.
This is Marika. A question on the London meeting. Do we want to go ahead with the same approach to the informal session on Sunday evening at the end of the day? Don't know how that may conflict. I know there's a high-level meeting being scheduled and other events going on. I know that we're in the process of trying to confirm the GAC GNSO slot, but I presume we still want to keep the informal session as well, if possible?
Well, I will add, I'll leap in with both feet and give my two cents worth right away. I mean, I felt that our meeting with the GAC was useful, as was, and it seemed to go down very well, the interaction. And maybe given that it's a high-level meeting, we may even want to broaden it a little bit in terms of the involvement. But in any event, the sort of cocktail thing we had on Sunday night seemed to work very well. So personally, I'm supportive. I thought that was a good function. We had good attendance, and it seemed to follow on well from the formal meeting. And I see some support from Amma and a hand up from Manel. Manel, go ahead.
Thank you. I mean, the high-level meeting, if I understand correctly, is going to be on Monday. So I don't think it would conflict with our regular meeting day, if this is what was meant by the question.
Hola?
Yeah, very quickly. Formally speaking, the high-level meeting is scheduled to start at 10:30 on Monday and conclude at 5:15 p.m. on Monday, followed by a reception. So that's the schedule for them, whoever they may be, which is not only GAC members but other governments that will be invited as well.
My memory is that we had on Sunday our meeting with the GAC, and then we had our sort of follow-on meeting with the drinks and so on in the late afternoon, early evening Sunday. That's correct, isn't it? So it's really my error in sort of in any sense linking it with a high-level meeting, but it doesn't appear that there's a clash there.
No clash, confirmed.
Great. Well, I think if you could capture that as an item, then, Marika, as a final item, propose a similar format for London meetings as Singapore, in other words, substantial portion of GAC GNSO meeting to inform and ratify or decisions made, you know, coming or progress coming out of this group, work coming out of this group, and second, opportunity to engage informally or later during the same day. Good. Well, that takes us very neatly to the top of the hour. So I think that concludes a useful discussion, some decent output and an opportunity to make progress. And I guess the only other thing to mention is that then it's up to particularly the three of us, but anyone who can, who's involved either listening to the recording or has participated today, to sort of evangelize and encourage participation in the work of this group so we can make as much progress as possible. Okay, thank you everyone. Thanks for your participation, contributions before and during the meeting, and look forward to working with you in the days and weeks ahead.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Thank you everyone for joining today's meeting. Emily, if you could please stop the recording.